The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Childersburg Performing Arts and Arena Center. Here tonight, we've got a battle of the cats. It'll be the Coosa Central Cougars from just up the road on Highway 21 and your hometown, Childersburg Tigers. Welcome in, everybody. Some personnel changes in the booth tonight. David McCurley, the normal voice of your Tigers, playing some Bills. And in his shoes tonight, in the color role, is my good friend and the voice of the Comer Tigers, Greg Wyckoff. Mr. Greg, good to have you in.
It's great to be here. It's great to call a game with you, KJ. Yeah. It's been a long time, and like I thought about, what do I say tonight? There's not much to say because we are so blessed in this area of some talent on the basketball court, and here's two more teams that are facing off tonight that no matter what the score was the last time they played, what their record coming in tonight is, it's going to be a basketball game.
Yeah, Childersburg and Coosa Central usually have some pretty intense battles on the hardwood. If you're not really familiar with Coosa Central, some may not know, but they actually brought home a state championship trophy in 1A several seasons ago. That season, they actually played Childersburg, and Childersburg handed them one of their only three losses. And that team, that Coosa Central team, lost three games the entire year, had eight basketball players. And I'm telling you, every single one of them were electric. They could run, they could shoot, very well coached. They don't make a lot of mistakes, especially in 1A. But you know, here tonight, we've got a real battle.
We do, and you hit it right on the head when you said coaches, but behind every good team, no matter how much talent you have, if you don't coach them right, and Johnny Johnson has continually, year after year, put a good quality basketball team on the court. He has put an exceptional basketball team on the court.
Yeah, and to expand off your point, it's worth noting last year was the only year of Johnny Johnson's tenure so far that he has not won 20 basketball games. That's a very impressive number. Coach Johnson always has his guys ready to play. Last year was the first year that did not happen, but look at the guys they lost before that. The Elite Eight team with Jordan Mann and when all of those guys, they lost five seniors that started their lineup and two key bench guys off that one team. It was a complete rebuild, and it doesn't, as you said, it doesn't matter who he trots out. It doesn't matter what you think he might be missing. He always finds a way to at least get his guys prepared and ready for every contest.
And it seems like it's like when you cover Talladega or you cover Childersburg, you look down at the roster as I did today, and I thought, he's still playing? Because a lot of these kids, they've played since the ninth grade. They've started since the ninth grade.
No
it's
doubt.
Just the talent pool that the Childersburg Tigers have, and what I call one of the best-kept secrets, the Coosa Central Cougars.
Yeah, that's really a good, accurate description. We're going to take a quick break, pay a few bills, and when we come back, we'll have your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game. This is the pregame show right here on the Tiger Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Ruth's Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. KJ McCurley, Greg Wyckoff with you on the call as Childersburg getting ready to host a visiting bunch of Coosa Central Cougars here tonight as we have a great matchup in store. Some changes for Childersburg. Let's talk about the landscape of this year's team. They did get a bulk of their guys back last year, also lost a few, but big thing as of late, really tough news to hear. Jacob Johnson, the sophomore wing that has been outstanding, a growing star on the football field, and definitely the best defender for Coach Johnson's basketball team. He is out indefinitely, most likely for the year with a knee injury that he actually played through for the last part of football season and the first part of basketball season. Many may not know, but he is out, as is Hezekiah Parker, still dealing with a hand injury. Two normal starters that Coach Johnson's kind of, we talked about again, having to weather the storm. It's been the next guy up mentality. And I got to tell you, a tough loss to Altamont for these guys the other night. A stinger in the region. You know, probably a team they should have beat in terms of, you know, the talent and landscape of the region. Puts you behind the eight ball, but here a chance to get back in winning ways tonight. Not a region game, but to get that confidence, mojo, and swagger back.
Okay, Jay, for every team, every good team that has a loss, they learn from that loss and get better. And Coach Johnson will have his team prepared for tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, Childersburg coming in here, we talk about the injuries, but let's give some guys some credit for stepping up as we will go to a quick break. And we'll come back with you with the starting lineups, the keys to the game, and more for the last bit of the pregame show right here on Kicks 100.3.
This is Childersburg High School basketball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley. First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Welcome back to Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Really quickly, some Atkinson home keys to the game. I think taking care of the basketball tonight, getting good quality looks, and playing good transition defense against an athletic running bunch should be some keys to watch. As didn't have a chance to get roster, so we will get them to you on the fly, the old-fashioned way. The surprise method.
That's sometimes the best way.
Back when coaches didn't believe in handing out pieces of paper to the media.
Oh, I remember I would have to run down by the scorer's table and wait, and they wouldn't turn the book over.
Well, and here they are for Coosa Central. They are number one, LaCorian Thompson. It'll be number 23, Alex Williams, number looks like five for Coosa Central, Caleb Ballard, number three, Jaquez Parker, and number four, Waylon Parker. So that's your starting lineups for the Coosa Central Cougars. And here tonight, Childersburg, mostly the same lineup. Seneca Sheely gets the nod again. Keep your eye on him tonight. If he's hitting, if you don't know, he is a difference maker. T.D. Smith been playing some pretty good basketball as of late, getting the nod at the wing position. And here's the guy that makes it go, number 11, Tay Ferriman, athletic on the football field. Field general, court general on the basketball court as well. Devin Williams, number 12, is the starting power forward tonight, filling in for some injured players. And Duke Ferriman, and Dontavius, they call him Duke, he is starting at center. Really had a great last few weeks, kind of quietly. Don't have a lot of varsity experience, but he has answered the bell for Coach Johnson.
Childersburg comes out in all white with blue letters, and for the Coosa Central Cougars, they are all black, blue letters outlined in white.
Yeah, similar color scheme for both teams. Coosa Central, as Greg said, in black. Jump off, we have Ferriman versus, it's like it'll be number five, Caleb Ballard, and that is the biggest guy on Coosa Central's roster. And Duke wins the tip. Well, he did win the tip, but unfortunately it went right through Seneca Sheely's hands to start. That'll count as a turnover. Really not, really wasn't one, but and definitely will frustrate the coaching staff. Well, here we go. Coosa Central gets the unconventional opening half, and here we go. Right to the rim goes the point guard for the Cougars. That's Waylon Parker. No good on the attempt. But there was an offensive rebound, but we're going to get a 3-second in the lane call. That'll be Childersburg basketball.
Good defense by the Tigers.
Yeah, great defense to start after a opening good. You could call it a turnover, really just a bad break. But here's Tay Ferriman. He'll get it started for the Tigers. Over to Devin Williams on the wing. Seneca Sheely up top. It's Ferriman over to T.D. Smith in the corner. He'll play catch with Ferriman. Good swing pass to the corner. Sheely, rhythm three, a little too strong. Offensive rebound possibility, and they're going to call a jump ball, and that'll stay with Childersburg. Give Devin Williams credit for going up to get that rebound.
Yeah, it looked like the Cougars were going to come away with that, and a good job by Williams fighting for the basketball.
0-0, still the score early on. T.D. Smith catches the ball in the corner, nothing there. Up top to Ferriman. Here's Sheely with a runner, a little too strong again. Ferriman almost had the follow. Should have been a foul call on Devin Williams' follow. He can't get it to go, and there's still no score. Man, three looks at the rim, just couldn't get it to go.
Early game jitters.
And here's a drive by number one, Coosa Central. That is outstanding defense by Devin Williams, going straight up vertical, forcing the turnover. There was absolutely nothing for LaCorian Thompson on that play. Well, here we go. Good defense to start. Here's Ferriman in the lane. He gets his shot swatted. And Coosa Central coming the other way. A defensive struggle so far, Greg.
It is. Points at a premium right now.
No score, just into the game. Here's a floater at the free throw line. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Shot was missed by Jaquez Parker. Outside it is LaCorian Thompson. He'll work on Devin Williams. Good sticky defense by Devin Williams. Thompson got away with the push. Wild shot doesn't come close, and Childersburg clears the rebound. Ferriman wants to push. He does. Athletic finish. Can't get it to go. Ferriman tries to go up, and that is, I don't know how that's not a foul, but it wasn't. And they're going to say it was Coosa Central ball. There's no way that Duke Ferriman just airballed that bad without either contact or it being deflected.
Did it touch the backboard and go over?
I have no idea. I guess that has to be the call. And Coosa Central down the floor. That was number three getting away with a push off to Quez Parker. Really good defense by Tay Fairman. You're not going to shake Tay Fairman's man-to-man defense. Devin Williams plays some of his own, driving baseline, and that is swatted. Tried to get the floater to go was Waylon Parker. Seneca Sheely said, no, sir.
I'm telling you, Dave, we are seeing two very athletic teams playing really tough here to start the game.
And the inbounds pass goes off the backboard out of bounds. It was not touched, and the officials are saying Coosa Central basketball.
I think they're saying it was tipped.
Well, I didn't see that, and that's right here by us. But anyway, here we go. Coosa Central will retain possession in the corner. LaCorian Thompson being guarded by Devin Williams, and that's a pickpocket by Tay Fairman. He should have an easy layup, and he does. Oh, they call a foul at the last second. Just grazes off the rim. Give the hustle credit to LaCorian Thompson for getting back into play to stop an easy layup. But Tay Fairman almost had an and one. He will get two shots at the line, though.
Yeah, Waylon Chapman Parker will pick up his first foul for the Cougars.
And Tay's first free throw is true. And we have our first point of the game. 2 minutes and 24 seconds in. Somebody finally scored. It has been all about the defense so far. Great energy to start.
I thought there was a lid on the rim for a minute.
It certainly seemed like it. Tay Fairman does get two to go from the line, so maybe that'll loosen up the offense, seeing a few go through the net.
Usually good defense generates offense.
And here comes that Childersburg press, and they are heavy on Coosa Central. They do get the ball across, and here's an open rhythm three by Coosa Central. It was Waylon Parker, and that is nothing but nylon, and you cannot give these guys rhythm walk-in jump shots like that.
Yeah, big three puts up the Cougars up by one.
Sheely thought about a three of his own on the other end, thought better of it, over to Fairman. Fairman swing past Devin Williams in the corner to Sheely. He fakes the three, pump fakes, mid-range is good. He has an incredible mid-range jump shot.
Yeah, and he actually stepped back to shoot that one.
And here's a steal by Sheely. Near steal, he does get the deflection. Coosa Central beats the press, but Childersburg stops the ball. T.D. Smith stopped the layup. The defense is just outstanding, Greg, just when you think you got a slither to the goal. Here's Coosa Central with it, and I think they're going to get Tay Fairman with a little bit of an arm bar. Got just in the cookie jar, if you will, and they will call Tay's first personal foul. 4-3 Childersburg still, 4:41 to go in the first.
One team foul for each team.
Here is Childersburg with the basketball. Trying to drive in is LaCorian Thompson, but Devin Williams is just all over that. Inside is the big fella Ballard, and he was trying to draw a foul. Faded back, no good. Childersburg the other way. And here's Sheely spot up, rhythm three, won't go in the corner. Offensive rebound, tip to T.D. Smith. T.D. thought about a three, back up top to Fairman. Sheely has not hit a three yet. He's 0-for-3, but they've all been good rhythm looks and close. TD will try a three, and TD nails it. Nothing but nylon from the corner. 7-3 basketball game. Childersburg with the lead and the steal. Here comes TD Smith. Nice pass, Devin. Pump fake up. No good from Devin. Coosa Central the other way, and there's going to be a dunk. Wow. Caleb Ballard shows you the bunnies right there. Biggest man on the floor probably right now, and he put it to you 7-5.
Yeah, Childersburg didn't get back quite fast enough on defense.
As Sheely is ran off the three-point line and sinks the floater, he puts a lot of pressure on defenses when you run him off the three-point line. That inside mid-range game is just as good, too.
Yeah, you saw they tried to jump him on the three, and he just eased his way right in the lane.
And T.D. Smith with another steal, his second, leading the fast break, pulls it back. Good decision not to force it. Sheely passes up a three. T.D., try again. He's got another. Nylon for T.D. Smith once again. Timeout, Coosa Central. Childersburg has finally found some offense. 12-5 is your new score. 3 minutes to go from the Performing Arts and Sports Arena in Childersburg. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Welcome back to the Performing Arts and Sports Arena in Childersburg. T.D. Smith outscoring Coosa right now, back-to-back threes, and it is 12-5 Childersburg, and Coosa Central with a near turnover. That press heats up any time and every time Johnny calls it.
Yeah, it's giving Coosa Central they're having a tough time with it, and then they get into this tough man pressure once they get past half court.
Yeah, they play a lot of man defense, trusting their athleticism with on-ball defense. Gerald Wallace has helped immensely in that department. And here's Coosa Central driving down the lane with an easy one at the rim, Waylon Parker. Good screen, maybe could have been called moving, but it was bang-bang. Good call. I think it was a good no-call. Coosa Central cuts into the lead 12-7.
Parker, 5 of the 7 Cougar points.
Devin Williams has passed deflected, still finds its way to Sheely, and now they're all over Sheely now. They know that he is looking to shoot it if he's in rhythm. And now Tay Ferriman will get a dose of that pressure, and this is a well-coached team from Richard Bell's Coosa Central Cougars. They like pressuring people, too. This is a 1A basketball team, keep in mind. And Childersburg tries to drive down the lane, and Sheely's shot was blocked. Number one down the lane on the other end, and they call a blocking foul. Blatant missed push off, and I don't know that it wasn't a charge after that. I think LaCorian Peterson might have got away with 2 offensive fouls, and they called Devin, or they get Devin or Seneca.
That was for Devin.
Devin Williams picks up the personal. Man, that was unfortunate. Really thought played good defense right there. Should have forced a turnover, but ref saw it different. 12-7, Childersburg with a 5-point lead with a pesky Coosa Central Cougar basketball team. They try to get it in lane to the big man, and that's not going to work. Good defense by Tay Truss, and it was a fast break attempt that failed as Devin Williams had a layup, but just a little too far with the bounce pass from Tay Ferriman. 12-7 remains your score. Seneca Sheely gives up baseline, but he does get the deflection out of bounds, making Coosa Central reset. Good hands from Sheely. And Coach Wallace is in his ear about giving up baseline. Another good hand display, and it's a thrown-up ball taken by T.D. Smith, and two Tiger players run into each other. Seneca Sheely, bless his heart, was trying to get out of the way to space the floor for T.D., and it just didn't happen. They had the same idea.
That's like two defensive backs going for the interception, and they hit each other, and neither one of them gets it.
Yeah. Just another unfortunate break, just like the opening turnover. A few plays have kept Coosa Central into the game, and good hands by Ferriman, no foul call, and should be a jump ball, and it is. Coosa Central will retain possession. Good job, Tay Truss. Big man going down to the floor, number 10. He was the defensive lineman and offensive lineman for the football team. Played a little bit of both. And Coosa Central couldn't find anybody. Getting close to a 5-second call. Brandon Calhoun checks in, goes for the steal. Missed shot put up by Parker. No good. Here comes Ferriman the other way. He wants to run, and it's a foul on Coosa Central. Good job by Tay Ferriman pushing the ball, as it'll be number one, LaCorian Thompson, picking up the foul call.
That's LaCorian's first foul. 2 team fouls for the Cougars and 2 team fouls for the Tigers.
And Tay will have a chance to go back to the line where he was 2 for 2 earlier. And he's 3 for 3. At Childersburg, with a slow offensive start to the game, when you consider didn't score for 2.5 minutes, but Greg still found a way to put 14 points up in this quarter. A couple of good made 3-point shots, and Tay Ferriman is now 4 for 4 from the free throw line.
That's what you have to do. That's what they call it, a free throw. Take advantage of it.
And he does just that for the fourth time. It's 14-7. Childersburg over Coosa Central. 1 minute to go in the first. Just under 1 minute now. Good defense by Devin Williams on top of LaCorian Thompson. He tries the three. It's way off. Should have been an over the back on Ballard. Don't call it. Coosa Central with another rebound. And now they're going to get a foul call on, it looks like, Devin Williams. And I agree wholeheartedly with Coach Johnny Johnson. They missed a bad over-the-back with Caleb Ballard.
That'll be two on Williams.
And Ballard will get rewarded with free throws. Where that wasn't very pretty. Let's just put it like that. I guess, as Rasheed Wallace said,
well,
ball don't lie.
Shot it like a big man.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's not taking anything bad, but most big men just don't have that touch.
Right. Well, he, as soon as you say that, he nails the first. The second,
it,
I say. Yep. Ballard hits the second, 14-8, 40 seconds to go in the first. Here's Childersburg's T.D. Smith in the corner. Up top, it goes to Seneca Sheely. T.D. back across to Seneca Sheely. Nothing there for Seneca. And they are really paying attention to Seneca Sheely.
Yeah, Cougars have backed into a 2-3 zone now.
Childersburg are being very deliberate with this last possession of the first half. We're down to 10 seconds. First quarter, I should say. Here's TD, another three, air ball. Couldn't go three for three. Here's Coosa Central pushing it the other direction. Here's a three-point shot being put up at the buzzer. It's way off by Coosa Central's Gabriel Kano, and that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Childersburg, a slow start, but shaking off the dust later into the first quarter. 14-8 is your score. We'll have more of the second quarter from the Tigers Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Performing Arts and Sports Arena in Childersburg. KJ McCurley, Greg Wyckoff here tonight helping out with David McCurley, the normal voice, being out of town, paying some bills. And Childersburg paid some bills at the end of that first quarter, really found the bucket.
They did. It didn't take them long to heat up, and they did.
And here comes Childersburg out, first possession of the second half. It's Tay Ferriman. He'll take a floater. No good off the back iron. Tay Truss, the good strong rebound inside. Up top, Sheely for three. That's way off. Sheely's just a little out of rhythm right now. And Coosa Central clears it with LaCorian Thompson. He drives down the lane, does Thompson, little floater off the glass, no good. And I'm telling you what, Caleb Ballard is there. It really looks like Coosa Central's offense is throw it at the basket. Ballard will go get it.
Yeah, that's his fifth point.
And there is a banked-in three by Devin Williams. And you know what?
Did he call it?
I don't know if he called it. I don't know if he called Coosa Pines or not. But you know what? It counts the same. And there is a pass faked and then thrown to Caleb Ballard for an easy two in transition for Coosa Central. Childersburg just can't quite go on a run. And that's got to be a reach-in foul. And I'm not sure why Coosa Central's as upset as they are. That was Devin Williams being knocked to the floor. We could hear it from here.
Yeah, that is Waylon Chapman Parker's second foul.
Yeah, second for Chapman. He was a bright spot for Coosa Central in the first quarter. Has to probably be their leading scorer. Well, at one point. Now I'm sure Caleb Ballard is.
Yeah, Caleb with seven.
Ballard with seven so far. And there is a steal by Yep, I knew it was coming. LaCorian Thompson stole the ball and deflected it off of Brandon Calhoun. And again, the turnovers have just not been kind to Childersburg so far.
Four for Childersburg.
And Coosa Central into the lane. They're getting into the lane way too easily right now. And I would think this coaching staff would probably call a timeout here shortly if it continues. As Childersburg still with a 3-point lead, 17-14, 6 minutes to go in the first half.
Yeah, Coosa Central switched to this 2-3 zone, and the Tigers having a tough time getting the ball inside.
Yeah, trying to find an in-rhythm look. Calhoun finds a decent look, misses the three. The ball goes back out to him. He drives it hard at the lane and draws the foul. And that's what you're going to have to do against this zone, Greg. You're going to have to try to attack the glass, create some foul opportunities, and hit some in-rhythm shots.
And you do on that zone. It's easy to get caught in passing around the perimeter, but you have to do that inside out, and the Tigers did a good job of being able to get the ball in and then getting it back outside to your shooter.
Brandon Calhoun from the charity stripe as he calmly nails the first. It's 18-14 now, Childersburg. Free throws so far have been a bright spot for Childersburg. Five makes so far, and I don't know if it's that we are 5 for 5, but
6 for 6.
We're
now
6 for 6. Wow, so perfect from the line so far for the Childersburg Tigers. That is not really the Childersburg Tigers' strong suit as of late, but 6 for 6 in the first half, and it's a 5-point game. I mean, it's really helping. Maybe got away with a carry, did Thompson, but he scoots into the front court and entry pass to Ballard. That was an easy post-up. Tay Truss gave up position, and Ballard just turned and laid it in.
8 for Ballard here in the second, 11 overall.
Yeah, and I think Duke Ferriman's getting ready to check back in. Coach Johnson knows he needs a little more size. As a 3-pointer being put up by Tay Ferriman, it's off the mark, and Childersburg gives up another one-and-done possession. Back the other way is Coosa Central. Thompson drives in, corner kick, 3. Missed shot, and the rebound bounces to Ballard, and the ball just continues to find him. We just cannot corral the basketball off misses. As it's a jump ball, and possession will stay with Coosa Central. Getting killed on the glass so far, Greg.
Yeah, he is killing us on the glass. He's a big body inside, and he is just muscling his way.
1A basketball player, man. It's really impressive. And he is throwing elbows down here with Duke Ferriman. And, you know, I think he's trying to set the tone for his team, being the aggressor, but that was a little too much. And there's another jump ball. Great defense and hands by the Ferriman brothers with help defense. And the ball goes back to Childersburg. And here's Childersburg down the other way. As I'm not sure what Sheely was trying to do. I think the ball may have been deflected. It was deflected, and Childersburg will retain possession. And it'll be side out, T.D. Smith. T.D. looking around. Sheely passed up a 3, now takes a contested 3. And those are the shots that Coach Johnson's going to be frustrated with. T.D. Smith does get the offensive rebound, give it up to Ferriman, get it back. Corner 3 is no good. Duke Ferriman follows the glass again. And finally, they give a reach-in foul call to number 3, Jaquez Parker. And that could have been called a lot more so far. They do make the call there, and Childersburg will keep possession. Man, just having a hard time putting the ball in the basket the last few minutes. Sheely gets it over to Ferriman. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I said a minute ago, when Central moved to the 2-3 zone.
Yes.
You know, they're having success with the man beating them. They're so quick with the basketball. But they just haven't found their rhythm. It's kind of a 2-3 matchup zone because they're coming out when the ball is at the top of the key.
And there was a good dribble move put on by Sheely. Can't finish the shot, though. That has got to be a foul on Ballard. He just threw Duke Fairman out of the floor, and it goes off Childersburg to Coosa Central. How in the world is that foul not called, Greg?
You don't get the foul, and you don't get the point-blank shot under the goal either.
I'm telling you, Coach Johnson and Wallace are irate at the officials right now, and they should be. Here's an entry pass put up, and it goes to Ballard, and it's just too easy. I mean, all he has to do is post up and put it up. It's too easy right now. And just like that, it's 19-18, and Devin Williams loses it to Coosa Central. Central the other way, layup no good, follow jam is missed, rebound up and in, getting hammered on the glass is Childersburg right now, and that was, I think it was Peterson with the stick back for Coosa. And another turnover, and I'm just wondering, you know, usually Coach Johnson, I'm not here to question anything, but usually Coach Johnson wanted to call a timeout when it starts to unravel like this to get confidence back in his troops. But, man, I'm going to be honest, Greg, this last 3.5, 4-minute stretch has been brutal, and it's just gotten worse.
Maybe he wants them just to try to play through it.
And that's a push-off. Their guards are pushing off every single play, and the refs are not calling it. I do agree the officiating has not been great so far. But you know they can call it this way.
Yeah.
And they do, sure enough, as it's LaCorian Thompson just throwing the ball up, jumping into Devin Williams, and the foul's called. They can jump into our players and draw fouls, but we get knocked to the floor and nothing. And giving this team free throws is not a good thing. They can shoot their free throws. LaCorian Thompson is perfect on the first, 21-19, 2:40 to go.
Well, they're letting them play tonight.
Now, maybe I should say they don't miss free throws more often. As the second one is missed. Sheely passes up a three. Can't hit the mid-range jumper. Duke Fairman couldn't grab the rebound as it's finally cleared by Coosa. The lid on the rim just continues for the Tigers.
They're having a tough time shooting right now.
And it's like they are calling everything down here. Fairman called for a blocking foul, and that'll be his second.
.219 to go in the second.
Yeah, Childersburg just has not had a second quarter very, very good as the defense is on its heels right now. With they're just throwing the ball up and hoping that it's missed so Mr. Ballard can get it. And when you don't help on the take like that, bank shot is good from Thompson. 23-19, a 14-4 run for Coosa.
One of the few times a Cougar has gotten into the lane.
Yeah, then Childersburg right now is just pressing on offense, trying to get anything and everything. It's hard to find open looks against this zone, but you've got to continue to move the basketball because eventually somebody's going to over-pursue.
That was a third foul on Waylon Chapman Parker, so he comes out of the game for the Cougars.
And Childersburg finally holds on to an offensive rebound with Devin Williams as Sheely missed another one. Here's Fairman outside, drives in, deflected, and Fairman finally draws a foul. Thank you. Thank you. Duke Fairman's got to be saying thank you right now. He has been taking a beating down low. Really, any of them have that went up against Ballard. And the big man is called for his second. Fairman at the line. This is Duke Fairman, and he gets the roll on the first, snapping a nearly 3.5-minute scoring drought and longer than that without a field goal. But finally, Childersburg gets a point, and Dell will take it 23-20. Fairman 2-for-2, man. And that guy that size doesn't have any issues knocking them down.
No, he does not.
Really like Fairman's game. Has done nothing but get better as a sophomore and junior. Here's Coosa Central. Driving down the other lane, a hazy attempt, good defense by Fairman. You're not faking him out of his shoes. And the floater is good from Jaquez Parker. deflection right into his hands. I mean, it's unfortunate. Fairman tries to drive the lane and can't get the free throw to go. Offensive rebound to Devin Williams. His floater is good off glass, and his three-pointer went off glass. This one goes off glass. Devin said, you know what, I'm not sure if the bank's open, but I'm calling him.
Good rebound by Fairman and took it right back. Good call, good call.
And a travel called Coosa Central. Can't believe it. It's the right call. You can't Easter bunny hop with a basketball in high school. Well, at least you're not supposed to be able to. As we got a official's timeout for a player tying his shoe. I think it's Duke Fairman for the Childersburg Tigers.
47 seconds left in the half. The Tigers have a chance to get this thing tied back up, down by two.
Yeah, you just get the feeling that Coach Johnny Johnson is just trying to get this as to the half with as little damage being done as possible. Would not surprise me to see them try to take a lot of time off this last possession with some good ball movement. And here is Childersburg with their more than likely last possession of the first half. Does look like they want to, at least for now, air it out. Sheely and Fairman playing catch. 30 seconds to go. 25-23, Coosa Central roared back in the second quarter to take a two-point lead. And, yep, this is what they want to do. Fans and the coaching staff of Coosa Central not very happy, but there's not a shot clock in high school basketball. You take advantage of that rule. Be deliberate. A chance to really get a good look. Now you got to go. 7 seconds. Now standing around. Fairman tries to drive. No foul call. Calhoun the rebound. He gets swatted again. No foul that way. And Childersburg cannot buy a foul call right now. Wow.
Ballard back-to-back blocks.
The first one was legitimate. Very well-timed volleyball spike off the glass. But the second one, I'm not so sure. But it's 25-23 at the half. Coosa Central roars back in that second quarter to take a two-point lead to the locker room here at the Performing Arts and Sports Arena at Childersburg. It's Childersburg down by two at the half. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network here on Kicks 100.3.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the Meds to Bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Halftime here at the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Hi, this is KJ McCurley on the call with you. Greg Wyckoff here as well, paying some bills at the half. Greg, you've got some stats here for Childersburg, and scoreboard-wise and point production-wise, probably not that bad, but and that second quarter had to be brutal, and the fouls might be stacking up too.
Yeah, not too bad. Childersburg, two players with two fouls, Devontae Fairman, Devin Williams with two, and the only other players with fouls, Brandon Calhoun with one and Tadarius Smith with one. Scoring is pretty well even for the Tigers. Leading scorer, Smith with six, Sheely with four, Calhoun with two, Truss with four, Devin Williams five, and Fairman, Dontavius Fairman with two.
Yeah, those are the some quick scoring numbers from my color analyst for the night, Greg Wyckoff, who is a veteran with this radio gig. He's looking up to the sky.
Thanks to your dad.
Blame it on dad when in doubt. Now, if you're listening, Dad, hope you're having a good time and enjoying a night off. Childersburg is not enjoying where they're at right now. They feel like they played better and should be winning this basketball game. But you got to put all of the first half behind you, Greg.
It's a
two-point game and a whole second half to be played.
That's right, but you have to contain number five. Caleb Ballard, 13 points, but 10 of those, and the whole difference in this ballgame right now, 10 of those points in the second quarter. And not just counting those points, but what he did rebound-wise, he took over in the second quarter for the Cougars.
Yeah, it's he did take over, and one of our Atkins and Holmes keys to the game was controlling the backboards against this team that has a lot of athletes. Really, main one that's broken our back tonight is number five, Caleb Ballard. But we thought that the rebounding could be a big concern, and so far tonight, it's ring true again. Hopefully, we can get a better him on that, and in particular, Ballard in the second half.
Overall, it's not that bad. The Cougars with 12 team rebounds and the Tigers with 14 team rebounds. Six turnovers for the Childersburg Tigers and four turnovers for the Cougars.
Yeah, the offensive rebounds and the turnovers have been the backbreakers so far for Childersburg, because the offensively it wasn't going bad, but the zone really, really bothered Childersburg. What is something that Childersburg can do to get themselves back into the game?
Well, like we talked about, against any zone, you either have to have really good three-point shooting around the perimeter, or you have to be able to play the inside-out game where you can get it down inside the paint, kick it back out to an open shooter, or maybe a pass inside to turn around and get it to somebody else down on the block. So Childersburg's going to have to figure that out. And I'm sure when you have an NBA player as a coach,
oh yeah,
he's seen it all. He knows the answer to it all. You've got a great head coach in Johnny Johnson. It didn't take long. Neither team stayed in the locker room very long at all. But they've got it figured out.
Yeah, absolutely. 25-23 is your score. We are at halftime here at the Performing Arts and Sports Arena here in Childersburg at the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show. You're listening to it right here live on Kix 100.3.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Connection. Stay connected with the Chamber Community Calendar. Submit your events and be part of the Chamber Community Events Calendar. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at PiñataMexicanGrill.com.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Silicaga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Silicaga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Welcome back live here at the Childersburg Arts and Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Myself, KJ McCurley, Greg Wyckoff here with you tonight. Greg could be in a good one for the second half. Childersburg not liking what they saw in that second quarter. I gave a few keys really quickly, but what do you think are some things that Childersburg has to do to get back to further control this game?
Well, we say you got to solve that zone, and you've got off defensive rebounding. Those are the two things you have to do if you're going to win this basketball game.
Right out the gate, Coosa Central fires up a three, and those are the possessions Childersburg will live with. Here is Fairman. Spin move in the lane. Oh, we almost had the finish. And they're going to attack Fairman with an over-the-back. And it was an over-the-back. I have no issue with that call, Greg. But you know what I'm going to say. Where was that at on the other end in the first? And no issue with the call. Call was right. Definitely an over-the-back on Duke Fairman. Nevertheless, Childersburg with an opening possession turnover. 25-23 remains your score. Coosa Central breaks the press. Inside shot is blocked by Tay Fairman. Right back into Coosa Central's hands. And some muscling for the ball. Nothing dirty. Refs do a good job of getting in the middle of that. And did they call a foul on somebody? Or because the ball didn't look, it went out of bounds. Did they call a jump ball? I didn't see the call.
Ball must have gone out of bounds.
Yep, Childersburg has the basketball either way. 25-23, your score. Close one here at the Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Williams over to Seneca Sheely. How will the Tigers attack? Here's T.D. Smith for three, rimmed out. Not a bad look, Greg, in against the zone from the corner. He's hit two tonight. Just out.
You have to know, like you tell your shooters, you have to keep shooting. They're going to fall.
Yep, that's exactly right. Stay confident, guys. It's going to find its way eventually. This is the end. You got to hem up, though. Coosa Central stopped the break by T.D. Smith. Wow, that's the second time he's done that tonight. They are so good at getting back on the break, even if the press doesn't work.
Mm.
And that one hurt. Coosa Central fires on a step back three. Waylon Parker nails it. 28-23. The Tigers have gone back down by five. Got to have a good possession here. Sheely inside to Fairman. The foul is called. Will they give him free throws? I think they will. They should. Just off on the shot.
I think that's going to be on Ballard. And it is going to be a shooting foul.
And so Ballard second. Wouldn't hurt to get a few more on that guy.
No, it would not.
Fairman at the line.
Like three more. Quick ones.
And Fairman is 5 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Boy, he has really stepped up for the Tigers. Fairman again. This one in and out, and I'm just going to stop. Just when I talk good.
It always happens.
Yep. Yep. Oh, well. That one was close, and it's his first miss of the game. And how is that not a travel? You cannot bunny hop 1-2 shuffle with the basketball. And Coosa Central gets a baseline layup with Parker out of it. How in the world do you not make that call inches from the play? Childersburg down by six. Should be the biggest game lead of the game for Coosa Central if memory serves. Fairman inside, and I think they're going to get Ballard with the block. Is that who they tack?
They did.
And it is Ballard, and that's three on him. He's waving to the coaching staff saying, I'm good. Let's see if Coach Bell trusts him. And it looks like he will. Fairman at the line. Back to nylon for Devontae. 30-25 now. Childersburg trying to fork back into this thing. Ugly second quarter, and so far offensive field goal-wise start to the third quarter, but Fairman makes two more free throws, 30-26. Childersburg getting back into that press. And another travel. How do you not call these? They're shuffling their feet with the basketball. Terrible shot attempt, nevertheless, put up by Thompson. Childersburg clears with Fairman over to Devin Williams, and that looked like it was deflected. And I think that's what Tay's telling his coaching staff, is that it was deflected.
Poor Coach Johnny. Just, I always try to look at the coach's reaction on a play, and he just put his head down and rubbed his forehead. So,
yep, he's not liking what he saw so far. But the Tigers still playing aggressive defense, but they just have to keep from giving up those easy ones at the rim. Good trap put on, and a near steal by T.D. Smith. Coosa Central gets a wide-open corner three. It rims out. Duke Fairman tries to get the rebound. Ballard gets away with another over the back. T.D. Smith clears.
Childersburg needs a bucket.
Sheely out to T.D. Smith for three. No good. And another good look at a three that just did not fall. It's hard to get open looks, but when you get them, you've got to finish them off. And Coosa Central missed a bunny at the rim with number 14, Zakiah Lauderdale, who's just checked into the game. For Ballard, they actually took Ballard out. Greg?
Well, they know they need him in there, and with three fouls, good call by the Cougars coach.
Yep, just have pulled him out as T.D. Smith tries to get another three up, but off the mark. Here's Coosa Central with the drive, and a fadeaway missed by Jaquez Parker, but they do call a foul, got him on the arm.
That'll be two on Smith.
And Coosa Central will get two free throws. Jaquez Parker misses the first. The score stays right where it's at, 30-26. 4:23 to go in the game in the third quarter. Parker will get one more. Childersburg clinging to a... Childersburg still trailing by four. Coosa Central clinging now to a five-point lead after the second free throw is made. Here's Tay Fairman. He'll try to get things going. Childersburg needs a good possession right here, Greg, in the worst way.
Yeah, anything. Two, a three.
And Sheely is short. Quick shots. I mean, I know we have to take what's given, but you'd ideally like to see at least a few passes into the shot clock.
Yeah, no offensive rebounding. It's one shot and done.
Yep. And Coosa Central knows that, too. And they're getting head starts on their breaks. But Childersburg this time gets back. Here is Jaquez Parker working on the defense, and it's going to be a backcourt, but Tay Ferriman's going to get it anyway, and Childersburg's going to get a layup out of it. That's just Tay Ferriman hustling. It was going to be a backcourt, but he ran to pick up the ball and gets it over to an easy layup for Seneca Shealy. Coosa Central drives baseline floater, no good. Childersburg with finally a good defensive stop. Here comes Tay Ferriman. See if we can get another good possession. Ferriman spins. Ferriman had his pocket pick. Man, McCorry and Thompson just took it. And that's got to be a double dribble or travel.
Yes, travel.
I think he broke every dribbling infraction known right there.
I think he got a little, well, he got happy feet, got a little excited. I thought he thought somebody was going to jump out on him, and there wasn't anybody.
Turnover, Coosa Central. Childersburg retains possession. Man, it's just been a sloppy game for both teams.
And the Tigers still in this. 31-28, down by three.
Ferriman, right wing, inside the truss. Good pass to T.D. Smith, and he missed the bunny. Shealy will get the offensive rebound, though. Mid-range floater is good.
Good putback by Shealy.
Yeah, T.D. missed the point-blank layup, but looked like it was kept alive by Tay Truss. Back tip to Shealy for a nice little floater. Childersburg has cut this thing to one, 31-30, 2.5 to go in the third. Here's Coosa Central with it now. LaCorian Thompson out top tries to drive in, and they're going to get, believe, Tay Truss with a hold. Let's see who they get. Yep, they will get 10, Tay Truss with a hold. And Coach Johnson's asking for an explanation, and he got one, and you just saw him look down and laugh. And Coosa Central tries to get a layup attempt with Thompson. It was knocked out of bounds by Devin Williams. Boy, how good has Devin Williams been on the defensive end tonight for Childersburg?
He has been excellent.
And here is Coosa Central with it now up top. LaCorian Thompson, nowhere to go. Locked up by Tay Ferriman. He does get it back. Crossover dribble. Ferriman knocks it away. Williams was going to get it, and Jaquez Parker just knocks him out of the way. Here's a corner three rimmed out by Parker. Here comes Ferriman. Childersburg with it, needing a good possession. Anything takes the lead. Ferriman, mid-range jumper, the lead. Didn't settle for the three, Greg. He made a much better decision and a nice-looking mid-range jumper to follow.
Good shot for Ferriman. Four in the first half and four now here in the third for him. Eight overall.
Childersburg has taken a 32-31 lead. Looking for more. T.D. Smith with a steal and the finish. 34-31 now, Childersburg. And Coosa Central has seen enough. They have given up a run of their own on the hands of our Tigers. Childersburg back in the mix of things. 34-31, your new score. Third quarter, minute 33 to go. You're listening to it right here at the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena on Kix 100.3.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
We come back live as a near steal for Childersburg results in an easy layup for Coosa Central. 34-33, Calhoun tied up in the corner, over to Ferriman, wide open three off the mark. Look at Tay Truss, the big fella gets the rebound, goes inside with the power layup. The big man making his presence felt on that one. 36-33, Childersburg.
Well, that paid off for him with a great hustle by going to get the basketball.
That was a powerful layup attempt, man. He gathered that thing and slapped it as hard as he could. T.D. Smith with the offense, with the defensive rebound. No good the other way for Coosa Central. Sheely with it now for Childersburg. And this is where Childersburg can really help themselves and put another bucket ahead of Coosa Central right here. Should hold for one in the last 30 seconds.
Looks like they are.
And here is Fairman over to Sheely. Back upside to Fairman. Gets into the lane. Layup at the rim is good. Tay Fairman starting to get in rhythm now. He head faked the three, drove in, and a little reverse finish to pay it off. 13 seconds to go. Last play for Coosa Central in the third quarter. 38-33. Can Childersburg hold? Thompson down the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Coosa Central gets the rebound. Childersburg steals it. They try to get up a shot, and it doesn't go. They came close, but Tay Fairman just didn't quite get it up in time. Wouldn't have made it had it got up in time, though. Banked out on the three. 38-33, Childersburg with a huge third quarter to go back up by five. Heading into the fourth at the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena, you're listening to the Tiger Sports Network here on Kix 100.3.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back live. Childersburg 38, Coosa Central 33, fourth quarter. Good basketball game for you. KJ McCurley, Greg Wyckoff here on the call. As Tay Truss, man, hey, you guys, he ran, and this is a big size kid now. He ran court to court, the entire court length to court length, to save the ball, and then gave us full V-line sprint to the rim to lay it in. They gave up the offensive rebound because of that zone.
Well, they out-hustled and they outplayed the Cougars in the third.
Good pass by Fairman leading the break, and Childersburg makes another bad shot by Coosa Central. Payoff for their own. 40-33 now. Childersburg starting to find their rhythm once again. Good first and third quarters for Childersburg.
Yeah, they're out-rebounding 24-16.
Yeah,
are the Tigers
starting to do a much better job on Ballard too? He is back in Coosa Central cannot wait any longer. Another missed shot by LaCorian Thompson, no good. Here comes Sheely the other way, drives inside, no good. But he is fouled, hammered down to the ground. His glasses come off. Hope he's okay. And he hit his back kind of hard. And man, if you haven't watched this kid play, he has a jump shot that can just find rhythm within a hurry. And Dad and I watched this Childersburg Tigers team at Talladega a few weeks ago, Greg, and playing against Wadley, Seneca Sheely took a nasty fall in the first quarter. Legs went out from under him, came down on his back, hurt his ankle a little bit, and just came back into the game a few minutes later and proceeded to score 18-20 points to will his Tigers to win. This kid, when he has it going, can really be a difference maker as he knocks down the first free throw.
11 points pending this second free throw.
And shooter's touch on the second. 42-33, Childersburg in front. Coosa Central, you're starting to get that feeling. It's make or break time for Coosa Central. Let's see if the Tigers can stand off in one last push.
Yeah, the Cougars have gone cold, but KJ, you know they can get hot quick too.
Yeah, absolutely. They have that ability, as do we. And looks like Coosa Central took a timeout. Coach Bell not happy with something that he saw. We'll take a break with him. 42-33, Childersburg ballooning to a 9-point lead in the third quarter. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
Welcome back to Childersburg here live. Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. 9-point lead for the Tigers, Greg. 6:44 to go. What have we got to do to close it out?
Do just copy what you did in the third and put it here in the fourth.
Yeah, it's a pretty good strategy. Fairman went for the steal, nearly got it. It leads to a Coosa Central three, and that is put in by LaCorian Thompson.
That's
and,
what you didn't need.
Yeah, that hurts. That puts them back in the mix of things now. 42-36 with just over 6 minutes to go. Let's see if the Tigers can answer. Fairman over to Calhoun just into the game. Tay Truss, big play at the end of the half. Over to T.D. Smith, drives baseline. Tries to pass it off to Seneca Sheely, and that got stolen. Now, Coosa Central with another shot at it. 42-36 now, and dribbled off his foot was Thompson, and that's got to be a foul, yeah, as he just completely knocked Seneca Sheely out of the way going for the ball. Childersburg retains possession, 42-36, 6-point lead.
5:53 to go in the game.
Calhoun over to Sheely up top. Back to Calhoun. Being Childersburg needs to be really deliberate with their possessions right now, Greg. That bunch can get hot, as we've said. Truss with the pump fake, and they're going to get him for a travel. And he did. He pump faked the first time. That was clean. But as he got inside, he kind of shuffled going in to lay it up. Turnover Childersburg, right back to the Cougars.
He needs to use his size right there, not his feet. You know, back in, spin, and put it up on the backboard.
And no good for Coosa Central on their possession as they throw it right to Devontae Fairman. He single-handedly beats the trap. Sheely over to Brandon Calhoun. No shot there. Back up top to Sheely, and he shoots a floater. And they're going to count the basket. They'll give him the continuation as he was going up in the play, and they say count it. Wow, look at Sheely. Ran off the three-point line. Floater in the lane. Contact, good, and one. And this guy really has a good offensive bag. He does kind of tend to be three happy at times, and he's been challenged by this coaching staff, and he has added so much to his game from last year to this year. As Coosa Central, I believe, takes another timeout as they are down nine with one more free throw coming. Childersburg up by nine with 5:13 to go in the game. You're listening to Tiger Sports Network right here on Kicks 100.3.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that? Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Welcome back live here. Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. KJ McCurley, Greg Wyckoff with you. Childersburg with a 9-point lead. Coosa Central basketball. working around the possession here. Coosa Central really needs a good basket. Cougars will swing it up top. Thompson just hit a three from that spot a while ago. He doesn't take it this time. Number four, Parker, head fakes that same three. Inside off the miss. It goes to Ballard. That was blocked from behind by Tate Russ. Tate Russ has stood his ground against Ballard. He may have given up some points at times and a few rebounds, but he has not backed down. Really, really nice block from behind right there.
Tell you how hard he played. Ballard, 13 points in the first half, zero here in the second half.
Wow, and that is Childersburg's done a good job on him. It has a little bit to do with the foul difficulty, but he didn't sit for very long, Greg. Just a minute and a half, 2 minutes at that. As Childersburg playing kill clock for just a second, as Calhoun with it. Sheely over to Fairman. They'll play handoffs right now. Calhoun is getting fouled, knocked to the floor, no call. Over to Sheely. Childersburg keeps it. Spin move mid-range is good.
Boy, Sheely is heated up here in the second half.
That turnaround mid-range, silky smooth in his back like the fries were at the bottom, Greg.
17 for Sheely.
Give him 17 on the night. Here is a deep three being put up by Waylon Parker. No good. Coosa Central's just in three-point mode, and the prayers answered that time. LaCorian Thompson, desperation three. And, man, they just won't go away. They cut it back to eight. 3.5 to go in the game. Tigers 47, Cougars 39. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network right here on Kicks 100.3.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome back to Childersburg here, 47-39. Tigers with the lead and the ball. Thank you to Greg Wyckoff for coming over late notice to help with this presentation for you tonight, doing my computer and the dirty work, if you will, and doing a great job with the stats. Been a pleasure to have you on.
Love it, man. Great basketball game. It's good to be here on the Tiger Sports Network and see the Tigers get a lead here in the second half. And as you said, KJ, holding on to it because the Cougars are hanging around.
Yeah, they won't go away. T.D. Smith up top. No turnovers right now is the big thing for Childersburg. You don't want to give them possessions. If you miss a shot, so be it. If they force you to a five-second call, then you just cannot turn the ball over, which Childersburg is not doing that right now. They're moving the ball very well. T.D. Smith tries to drive in. Brandon Calhoun gets an open look at a three. It's off the mark. And now Coosa Central coming back the other way with it. And here's a deep three being put up by Thompson. It's short. Offensive rebound tapped by Ballard right in to number 13, Gabriel Kane. Excuse me, number 23, Alex Williams. And he trapped.
He did. Thompson with a hot hand. They went to him one more time. Hit two threes here in the fourth, but that one off the front of the rim.
Yeah, short-armed it, and that was a big miss. That was if they had a really good chance to get back into this game, that was it. Not over, though. Childersburg still needs to take care of the ball, and just wonder if Coosa Central is going to start the foul game. Calhoun probably could have shot a contested layup, didn't. Chose to run more clock, and that's what the coaching staff has directed this team to do. I think they've understood that it's been an up-and-down game that they've not played well in. They just want to get out of here at this point with a win, Greg.
Yeah, it'd be good to see the Tigers this time on offense. It's a challenge for every coach. when you slow your offense down to be able to convert it to points.
As Calhoun dribbling backwards and backwards, and he's going to get a push call to bail him out, and Alex Williams. And if you're Childersburg, that's the one thing you don't want to do is dribble further and further towards the baseline or to half court so they can set up a trap and a potential turnover.
Yeah, and the baseline and half court is also a tough defender. So, yeah, you stay out of the corners.
Childersburg with an 8-point lead, still in control of this basketball game. Really not sure why the Cougars have not started fouling yet.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
And they're going to call an offensive foul on Tay Truss. And, yeah, it was. We'll leave it at that. And, again, a turnover. You know, that's a play. You know, Tay's made really good plays that all night, but he's going to hear it from the coaching staff. He didn't have to do that.
Yeah, and that's a play you'll look at on film.
And here is a mid-range jumper, and wow, can you believe this? Number 3, Jaquez Parker, gets into the lane and hits a mid-range jumper, and 1. Childersburg fouls on a jump shot. The shot goes in, and Parker's got a chance to make this a 5-point game with 1:08 to go, and he does just that. 47-42, Childersburg still on top, but Coosa Central will not go away. Here's Ferriman being hounded full court, bumped and bumped and bumped, and they finally blow a whistle.
And that's a good call. Let him play, but when it gets a little bit past that point, call a foul.
It is on Parker.
And that's going to put Childersburg to the free throw line.
Where Tay has so far been pretty good so far tonight.
He is 7 of 8. Yeah, find some wood really quick.
And make it 8 of 9. Ferriman has really been the difference maker for Childersburg. He usually is, just with the morale and the psychic of he's the guy that calms the troops down, helps weather the storm, as this time he rims out his second free throw. Still a 6-point game, 2 threes, and it's tied up. Coosa Central will fire up a long one, and it's almost made. And an offensive rebound, Sheely gives it up. Coosa Central with the basketball, they got to have points. Here's Parker for 3. He made it. I'm not sure how you leave a shooter open at that stage of the game, but Childersburg does.
And I believe that's going to be 5 fouls on Waylon Parker, who just hit the 3 for the Cougars.
Yeah, and you know, you understand Parker trying to play aggressive defense, but coaching staff's going to talk to him about that one. That's one you got to pull back the reins on for just a minute, see if you can get a steal before you start bumping with your body. As Ferriman can make Childersburg's case a lot better as he hits the first.
Yes, he can.
49-45, Childersburg up by 4, 38 seconds to go. And this is what it's going to be from here. You can probably expect Coosa Central, as Ferriman misses the second. 49-45, 30 seconds to go. Will they shoot a 3 or will they try to get an easy 2?
They're going to shoot a 3.
They will shoot a 3. It's short. Rebound Childersburg to Brandon Calhoun. Coosa Central has to foul. They're not doing it. Childersburg killing clock, making passes. Here's Tate Russ. As Tate Russ gets, and they're holding the X up, and that was not very cleanly done by Ballard. I think they may actually get a flagrant foul call on this.
Yeah, they're going to call it tough foul, but that's the way I've watched him tonight. Ballard, tough. He's tough down there, and he's been pushing, elbowing, and a little aggressive that time on the foul.
Yeah, had to stop the ball. I guess he just wanted to make sure that he did the job, but way too much on that. Truss at the free throw line, 49-45, 14 seconds to go. Tay gets the roll on the first. Good-looking free throw that time from the big man, who has done some things that will frustrate the coaching staff, but he has also really been a spark off the bench.
Yeah, he's played a big role coming off the bench. But I want to say great job, Coach Johnny Johnson. That hard foul, his team got up off the bench, and Johnson was in front of them.
And said, sit.
Getting them back down.
and this thing is almost over. Been kind of a long matchup after the girls' game flew by. As Coosa Central, I guess they're just going to let it ride out, Greg. 50-45, they won't foul again. Childersburg is going to get out of here with a win. It wasn't pretty at times, but they find a way to get it done. 50-45 is going to be your final. Another great defensive game, holding an opponent to under 50. Childersburg does that a lot, and they get the win. 50-45, the final. Childersburg on top.
Tough basketball game. Great game. Like I said, two really great teams played tonight, and the Childersburg Tigers, whatever was said at halftime, it changed the game. The kids came out and played a great second half and took control and held on, because the Cougars were still vicious in the fourth. We thought this was going to be a 10-point at least victory. But, man, the Cougars came roaring back, but the Tigers held on for the big win.
Yeah, 50-45 going to be your final. We'll take a quick break for just a minute and come back with the postgame show here on Kicks 100.3. You're listening to it live on the Tiger Sports Network.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to the victorious booth here at the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. KJ McCurley, Greg Wyckoff with you. 50-45 going to be your final. Childersburg doing just enough to get out of here with a win. Greg, closing thoughts?
Super game. Like I said, whatever happened at halftime, the Tigers, they woke up, they hit some shots. That's all they had to do against that 2-3 zone. They had problems all in the first half with it. They hit their shots, and that totally changed the game. When they got the lead, just the tenacious defense all night long, I think that wore down on the Cougars too, because you're not going to see very many teams that play man as a full ball game and play as intensely as the Tigers did, and didn't pick up many fouls either. So that's they're very well coached.
Absolutely.
They move their feet, and if they can just hit shots, this team's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, they're wired for their defense to keep them into games, but the games that they've shot the ball well this year, to your point, combined with that defense, there's not really been an answer so far in who they've played. Victorious game for me tonight, my first play-by-play event in a few years, and I enjoyed it, especially doing it with you, Greg Wyckoff, as Childersburg takes it 50-45. Once again, we enjoyed having you along for the ride tonight. Thanks for your time. Hope you stay warm with this blizzard incoming. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thanks again for your support of the Tiger Sports Network here on Kicks 100.3.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.